The downtown meeting room was jammed with labor leaders, retirees, council members, and city administrators for the announcement. Lexington Mayor Jim Gray told them the significance of the agreement can't be overstated.
It's not extreme or extravagant to say that this historic agreement we are announcing today will save the Lexington Police and Fire Pension System and reclaim our city's financial strength.
The plan, which still needs the approval of rank and file members as well as the state legislature, cuts the city's long-term pension costs by 45%. The reforms mean smaller cost of living raises and costlier employee contributions. Chris Bartley represents firefighters.
It was a hard decision. We looked at everything that we could, and we tried to take the best and look out for the taxpayers as well as us, and make sure that this pension survives, and I think that's what we've done.
With most parties signing off on the agreement, Bartley says state approval is likely. Police Chief Ronnie Baston adds a stable retirement program should also help attract new officers. Longtime economist Merle Hackbart served on the city's task force that recommended the reforms. Hackbart believes this plan works to address long-term concerns.
In effect, we are actually working to solve the problem rather than just doing a partial effort.
The city must also come up with more money so it can pay down the principal owed on the pensions. Lexington Mayor Jim Gray hopes to get those funds with an increase in city revenues. If additional tax monies don't arrive, Councilmember Kevin Stinnett says some spending cuts may be needed.
Well, if revenues don't grow by $9 million, it absolutely would. So let's hope our revenue growth and projection can cover the additional $9 million a year.
Besides an increase in employee contributions, the proposal also sets a minimum retirement age of 41 and a reduction in the disability pension to 50% of pay. For new hires, full benefits would require 25 years of service. That's up from 20 years. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.